You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Duds, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. You know, some people just don't seem to understand what I've been saying about that wonderful new kind of soap called Does. When I tell you Does does everything in your wash, I mean all three kinds of wash.
You mean it gets greasy work shirts clean?
Wonderfully clean.
And gets towels white?
Yes, dazzling white. Well, go on.
What? Oh, now, you don't mean I can use this same Does for my rayon slips and pretty colored washables, too?
Indeed I do. That's where Does does more for you than any of the four other leading granulated soaps, because it's so much safer for those rayons and things. In fact, with Does, their colors stay bright and wearable far longer. And you know, now's the time you want such clothes to last and last.
Yes, I guess it'll be hard to get any more like them for a while.
Sure. That's why the extra color care Does gives you is so important right now.
But listen here. If this Does is so safe, won't that mean lots of scrubbing on the extra dirty pieces?
No, ma'am. Not with Does. There's no hard scrubbing. No boiling either. Not even for those greasy black work shirts. Why, you can't find a soap that gives you easier wash days than Does. And wait till you see how gleaming white Does gets your towels and linens. You've just never seen more snowy white washes than Does gives you.
Well, I declare, this Does is certainly news to me.
Say, you just try it. You'll see Does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a brand new kind of granulated soap.
And you really mean I can use this same soap for rayon slips and for my husband's work shirts and everything in between?
That's right.
You mean Does is one soap for everything?
Yes, and when I say everything...
mean everything. Well, believe me, I'm going to try Does today.
Swell. Just ask for D-U-Z, Does, and next wash day, let Does do it. And now the Goldbergs. Rosie has been whirling through the house, flashing her great big diamond ring that she thinks came from the boy she loves. Her happiness is brimming and overflowing. And no one has the heart to tell her, no one being Molly, Sammy, and Walter himself, that the ring came by a devious and unpleasant route. It was Norma's, the girl to whom Walter was engaged. And when Walter wanted the ring to trade in for some ready money, Norma sent it to Rosie in order to create a crisis. And now the crisis is here. Especially since Walter's mother telephoned to Molly and demanded the ring on the grounds that she and not Walter had paid for it. Meanwhile, Jake is making first steps towards announcing an engagement. Listen.
Go up with Mikey, Sammy.
Okay.
Wash up, Mikey. Make yourself comfortable. Where are you, Walter?
I'm in here with Walter, Pop.
Molly, what are you doing here alone? We have company.
Jake, I...
That's all right, Molly. I didn't want this any more than you did, but...
Shake,
Molly, let Walter live with us and be under your influence for a while, and all will be well.
Shake, dear,
you said yourself, Molly, you said the boy needs a chance.
Shake, I just have to talk to you a little.
Molly, don't raise no objections. The child has the ring already. There is nothing left but to... get the engagement announcement printed and send it out.
Ma?
Yeah.
Ma, what room is Mikey going to have?
What room? What room? It's 68, 70 rooms in the house. What room? The room. The spare room. It's not a spare room. If you want to sleep together and take the room with the two little beds and the rooms. You'll see, darling. Can make your choice. Make your opinion. Go, darling. Make the room. Go.
Molly, from our side, who would you invite, Molly?
Say, darling, we'll sit down and we'll talk.
And I think also, Molly, we'll have to make every effort to be friendly with the Jerome. We'll have to...
We'll have to change the sheets tomorrow.
I will, dear. I will, dear. Jake, I just want
to... please. After dinner, we'll have to sit down and plan the arrangements.
Ma.
Sammy, where is Mike upstairs?
Yes.
All right.
Ma.
Sammy. What, Sammy?
Well, Ma, I don't know how to begin to tell you this.
Yes?
That ring.
I know, Sammy.
What do you know?
Mrs. Jerome called me. She told me.
Oh.
Norma sent back the ring because Walter asked her to send it. He wanted to sell it. He wanted to get money. I don't know, Sammy. You tell me. Tell me what we have to do now. Papa don't even know.
Well... Walter was in debt, Ma.
In debt. And the boy is in debt, so he does what he did. He calls up a girl that he was formalized engaged to, a fiancé that he was formalized engaged to, and he asks back to give a ring, a boy, with a character.
I know, but the ring is valuable.
The ring is valuable.
He figured it would give him a little start.
Little start wasn't we here. Didn't Papa put him in the mill? Isn't that start? Isn't that a start?
Well, he could sell the ring and have some money.
But he didn't need money. Did we ask him for money? Did Rosalie love him because he's got money, because his mother's got money?
Well, that's the way he figured, Ma.
Mrs. Jerome wants me to see that he should send back the ring immediately to her. Why, I don't care about that. Rosalie?
If you just put the light out a minute, you'll see how the ring shines in the dark.
Oh, I know, dear.
Mikey looks wonderful in his uniform, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Don't put out the light, darling.
I just want to see how it shines in the dark. Look, Sammy.
Beautiful.
Oh, Sammy, wait, don't put the light on yet.
Everybody's hungry, darling. Everybody's hungry. Did you put napkins?
I will, Mom.
Go, darling, then do so.
Ma, Papa wants a big engagement party, but talk him out of it. Huh?
We'll see, dear, Ma, we'll see.
Oh, yes. Sammy, I think we should send a telegram to Uncle David, huh?
We'll see, dear.
Rosalie should be engaged and Uncle David shouldn't know it.
I'll write it myself, Papa, darling.
You make out the list, huh, Rosalie?
Yes, I'll make it out tonight.
Sammy, I want you to send her to
Uncle David.
Mrs. Malenka?
Yes, I have. I have to think, Samuel, before I even tell Papa now.
Walter's the only one can clear this up. Nobody else. Norma played it very nicely, sending the ring to Rosie. She knew it would put everyone on a spot.
Ma?
Yes?
Can I see you a minute, John? I can't see you a minute, John.
Can I see
you a minute, John? Can I put an extra board at the table?
Go in, Ma.
I'm coming, dear. I'm coming. Don't do anything yet, Samuel. You hear
don't
me?
Worry. Don't worry.
All right. Don't
Walter!
Stop calling Walter.
Yes, I am, Ma.
I'm coming.
Please,
inside.
Go inside, Ma.
You calling me, Sammy?
Yes.
Ma!
I'm coming. Family,
Ma, Rosie's calling.
I'm coming. Sam. Yes, Rosalie?
Walter.
What are we going to do, Sammy?
You mean, what are you going to do?
What can I do? How can I tell Rosie now? Now after she has the ring.
You can't duck out of this, Walter. You just have to sit down with her and tell her the truth.
But think of how it'll sound. I only meant to make things easy. I didn't know your parents were paying off my debt, and I didn't want people in town hounding me for money.
Oh.
So I called Norma and asked her for the ring, and she sent it to Rosie instead. Now look at the way Rosie feels, the way she's acting, and your father. I can't just walk in there and say it's all a mistake.
It's the only way you can clear it up. It'll only be worse if Rosie finds out for herself. Your mother's been called.
How did I ever get in this?
Because you've drifted along instead of acting. You have to tell her, Walter. You've got to tell her. Rosie will understand. She shouldn't have a diamond ring like that anyway. It's for a millionaire's girl, not for a $15 a week clerk in my father's mill.
What are you two intended brothers-in-law talking about? Mikey's looking for you, Sammy.
All right. Don't forget, Walter.
Don't forget what, Walter?
We were just talking.
About what?
The ring.
It's wonderful, Walter. It's beautiful. And now I know why you wouldn't tell me whom you were talking to in New York. You were ordering the ring. You were.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most wonderful ring I ever saw, but it must have cost $1 million.
It is very expensive.
I'm so glad you thought of getting me a ring, Walter, but I would have been satisfied with anything, And this is so tremendous. Where'd you get the money?
Well,
I know you didn't have any money. Did you just charge it, Walter, because...
Well,
Did you?
Mm-hmm. What are you doing, Rosie?
Taking the ring off. Here, Walter. I want you to send it back. I'd love to keep it, but it's done its work. I love you more than I ever did, and I know you love me, too, because you did this crazy, silly thing to get yourself in debt for thousands of dollars. Your mother will have to pay for it, and I don't want that. I want you to be free and easy of money. I want to help you earn our living and do what we can independently. The ring has done its work. We're engaged, Walter, and I'm so happy to be engaged to you. I'm so happy to love you and be loved by you, but I want you to send the ring back, Walter, and then we'll buy one that you can afford. Please, Walter, take it.
What a girl you are, Rosie.
And what a boy you are, Walter. I'll have to watch you so carefully so that you won't take our last penny and buy me an orchid. You've got to remember that we're going to be poor, not rich. I mean in money, because now I feel so rich that I'm afraid to touch anything, even you. You might turn to gold.
And Walter takes the ring. He makes no effort to tell Rosie the truth, but rather he has the comforting feeling that he's been able to avoid facing the unpleasant reality of things. And meanwhile, Rosie has moved from sixth to seventh heaven in her love for Walter. Now, before you wash your next batch of dishes, just answer me this. Aren't you tired of those halfway soaps? I mean those tough granulated soaps because they're short on safety for your hands. And those bar soaps because they don't have real speed. Well, forget such halfway soaps because here's good news. Yes, Dove's is here to bring you a new idea in dishwashing. Dove's is that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And it has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove's. Your hands can't get this extra gentleness from any of the four other leading granulated soaps. And yet no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Dove's. Why, it cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, Dove's has everything for dishes. Try it today and let those amazing suds tell you how really different Dove's is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Handing the ring back is one step, but stopping Mrs. Jerome is another, as Molly sees tomorrow. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove's, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.